Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Coaches like to say you have to play a full 60 minutes for a chance to win. Not so last Saturday. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The No Moss decision to shorten Carolina's 80-20 drubbing of helpless Old Dominion Saturday would have been unprecedented if it hadn't happened more often than you think in college football. While there was no specific rule allowing such a merciful shortcut, it happened twice before during this 2013 season. Miami and Savannah State agreed to play a 12-minute fourth quarter back on September 13th in the Hurricanes' 77-7 throttling. And earlier the very same day, Louisville and Florida International had agreed on a running clock the entire fourth quarter to end the Cardinals' 77-0 bashing as quickly as possible. Mercy G. Let's see, maybe the solution to such benevolent strategy is to have a 50-point rule like in the old 10-run rule in intramural softball. Or better yet, don't schedule these games where the outcome is never in doubt and the losing team goes home with a few hundred thousand dollars and some severely altered egos. Once the infamous 14 playoff begins next year, any football program with a prideful chance of making the new gridiron Final Four won't pay for these useless games because strength of schedule will be one of the criteria the 250-person selection committee takes into account. Teams that keep cupcakes on their schedule are saying we're not serious national championship contenders. Still, the Old Dominion game cheated more than just 5 minutes off the fourth quarter clock. If the coaches magnanimously agreed to play only 10 minutes with the Tar Heels leading by 60 and the officials went along with it, the coaches could have had a couple of other conversations during the fourth quarter. Larry Fedora could have called timeout and walked across the field to ODU's Bobby Wilder and said, "Hey, coach, I know we agreed to play only 10 minutes and that's okay, but our fourth string is in the game and I'd like to let them do more than lay down or take a knee." And the kids are saying, "Coach, coach, just one more field goal and we'll outscore the basketball team today and set an ACC single game record for points. So what do you say, coach? Let me go back and tell them, guys, you've got to play a full 55 minutes to win this game. Or at least win it by 63. This is Archansky. See ya.